Okay, hello, Bachelor Nation. Before we get into the podcast from this week, I just want to give a little bit of a disclaimer. This is a pretty weird episode, but we like weird, right? Bear with me. So basically what happened is I got a mysterious DM from a guy that said that he applied to be on the next season of The Bachelorette. And I was like, well, great, this is amazing. Like, if you want to come on this podcast and talk about your experience and kind of what you saw there, like, definitely reach out. Let me know. I had never spoken to him or met him before in my life, but you know, I jumped on that opportunity. It's not every day you get a mysterious DM from someone saying that they have information that could be pertinent to you. So this is what we got. You might love this or hate this, but you know, let me know either way. Tweet at me, yell at me, DM me on Instagram, like write angry, mean things on Reddit. That's fine. You know, I think by talking to him, we learned a little bit more about how the process works as a whole. But it was also kind of interesting to hear his motives going into it and kind of what he thinks is going to be for him on the other side. This man kind of thinks he's going to be the next Bachelor, but I'm a little skeptical. So let me know what you guys think and enjoy. Let me know if you like things like this, if you liked hearing things behind the scenes. Trying something new. So let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to Bachelor Blab. I'm your host, Jackie Maroney, here also with Lauren Maroney, and then here also with a special guest, Stephen Lenz. Hi, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing good.
So I have a lot of questions for you. To catch our listeners up, you DM'd me on Instagram because you applied for The Bachelorette. That's correct, right?
Yep, I did.
Well, I have so many questions. First is, how did you find Bachelor Blab, and why did you, do you DM a lot of podcasts about this topic, or did you just find us? Like, I have so many questions because I, believe it or not, I don't get a lot of DMs from people willing to spill tea.
So I was just looking around, and then I was just doing some Bachelor research on, you know, the contestants and who going to be next, because I'm trying to see where I'm going to fit if I get called on or call back or not. Okay. And I just seen it, and I was like, you need a podcast. I just said, hey, I just did the casting and see what would happen. That's all. And I just seen that one. So I don't know if there's probably other ones too, but I just said, hey, you know, I'll just DM them until I just do the casting, you know.
Do you think that this will help your chances of getting cast or hurt your chances?
You know, it may not. I'm not sure.
You know what? I think it couldn't hurt in the sense that, like, now Your name's out there and, like, they know how badly you want to be involved in it. And I always thought, well, no, because I always think sometimes about applying to be on the show as well. And I'm like, oh, but I never could because, like, not only do I have this podcast about The Bachelor in the past, I also had a chat show about The Bachelor. And I was like, They're not going to let me go on. But then I was like, or they would definitely let me go on because that's, like, the funniest. That would be drama. Like, oh, here's some girl who has already had this podcast. You know what I mean? It gives them a storyline without them having to really work too hard. Tell me about your experience. So first off, why did you apply to be on The Bachelorette? You applied for the coming season. Okay.
Yeah, the coming season. Yeah. I knew a couple of people I got on the show before, from Pass Off, from Daniel L. And one guy, the firefighter, forget his name, but he was on it. And I was
Grant.
I could do this.
Yeah, you're friends with Grant? I'm really close friends.
Well, I'm not friends with him, but I know Daniel L. because I used to work with her back in the day.
Oh, okay.
But I know her, and then I seen him, and he's from my town. So I'm like, if these people are getting on, I can just get on and go far, do something out of it, you know? So I just could do it, you know?
Did you do the online application, or did you?
No, so I went down to I did online before, like a while ago. I've had I'm in a marketing meeting. I had a group of people nominate me. People told me I should do it, and then this time I just said, heck, I'm going to just go down and do a casting in person and see what happens. You know, and go from there. I had talked to somebody before. She was a scout in Tennessee, and she said the best way is to go in person. So okay. I was like, heck, why not go, you know? Yeah, for
I
it.
guess that makes sense to go in person. Yeah, so what are their casting sessions like? Like, how many people are there? What kind of questions do they ask? How much face time do you get with producers?
That's so many questions. All right, what was the first question you asked? How many people are there?
So I got there. I was got there early. I was like in the first batch. It was like the pushing group of 25.
Okay, when you say you got there early, how early?
I was so the cast there at one. I got there probably at like 12:15, around there, and there's already people already in there. They're already setting up.
All right,
Some
that's
people
not
already
too
there.
bad. I was expecting, like, I don't know, some open casting calls. You know, if you're an actor in LA or New York, you're sitting on the street at 5 a.m. So that's not too bad.
Yeah. No, I wasn't even, it wasn't like that. I just kind of walked in the hotel room and asked where it was, and they said it was second floor. So I went up there and they were just kind of starting setting up.
People think these casting calls are truly, truly cattle calls, and I guess that's really not the case. So many people are like deferred from going that like no one goes almost. So then what kind of questions did they ask you there?
So they asked me a lot of small talk. They just asked me past relationships. They asked about my job a lot. Do you like your job? Do you like what you do? And then asked about the Bachelorette, Bachelor, why don't you be on the show? Why are you looking for love? What do you want to, why don't we use our show? You know, online dating, things like that. And then just kind of asked me about me, you know, how tall I am. And I had a name tag with my number on there, and that was about it. And it took clips of me and how many, you know, and then that was about it. And about 8 to 10 minutes, and I was with a scout. So we were like in a conference room, and so one side of the room was someone else with a scout, and the other side was another scout. And so they take two people at a time. And then,
Okay.
so.
Yeah. My question is, I guess, kind of following up on the questions that they ask you. I'm always wondering, how do they differentiate between actual real potential candidates and people that are there that will make very good TV? Because I think the magic of The Bachelor is that they have a good mix of both. And so what you're saying is they only asked you like legitimate real questions, how do they like find the crazies?
I guess in like call back when they call come in, they may have to recruit in a way, maybe.
No, I
And
know a
say
lot
that.
of people do get recruited. What was your other question, Lauren, that you were gonna ask? Kind of just like how friend like were the producers trying to be very friendly with you? Was it very business-like? Kind of what was their approach?
They're very friendly. Even when I got there, I was like, there was like hardly any guys coming in. I was like, we just do a show right now. You know, all these girls here. Like, they laughed it off, but. No, they're really friendly. There was, you know, there were, if you had any questions, they were very talkative, you know, polite. The casting people, they were all, you know, they were nice. You know, it might have been nice because right in the beginning, I'm not sure they're at the end, but it seemed fine. You know, they're very, you know, professional.
I have to ask, so do you think that you will find love on this show? Like, what is your motive? Especially because these people applying, you don't know who you're applying to be
To
the
me,
Bachelorette, like, right? You don't
she
know.
probably hasn't been
don't.
on the show yet.
Well, right, because they're going to pick
Yeah.
someone from this next Bachelor season if they go with a common pattern. Do you really think this is a good way to find love, is my question.
I mean, I think it can be. I've watched the show for a while. And I mean, for me, if you put like 30 girls in front of me, I could definitely find like two or three out of that bunch, you know. I mean, I think you could, I mean, you could do it, you know.
You
Just
don't
gotta.
seem that like convinced though.
No, I'm no. If you fly 30 girls out of and have me like pick out of them and date them, I could definitely find one out of that group,
So do you
you
think
know.
you would be that one for the Bachelor? Or are you just do you want just want the experience? Is I guess my
I
question.
mean, so if I come,
For those Instagram followers.
no, I know I would come and be. I mean, be real about it, be legit about it. But I think I could find something, you know, at least something steady, you know, out of it.
Yeah, if not in the first season, there's always Bachelor in Paradise.
Come back and be the guy. What I like to do, go
Oh,
and
so
do
you
that.
want to go on to in the hopes of becoming the Bachelor. So that's like that's the long game plan. You shouldn't tell the Bachelorette that when you're meeting her. I don't think that would have you go very
It
far.
worked for Cassie.
It worked for Cassie. Well, yeah, but she didn't really get what she wanted,
Well,
did
she still
she?
won.
Yeah. Have you been watching the season of Paradise? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, watching Paradise, I'm thinking that you know, it's kind of like a sleep fest in the beginning, not something like to come back to. because I don't know, like the guy was going on Stagecoach. I was kind of bad. You know? So like, yeah, you don't want to have that. I mean, you can ruin your life, paradise. I feel like you come back to it. You know,
yeah.
Have to be,
so. Steven, I must say you are confusing me a bit because you're applying to be on this show. But you're saying going on paradise, you could ruin your life. But is that not the end game for a lot of contestants? I'm going to break it to you. Your chance of being the Bachelor is pretty slim. Not saying you can't get it, but you have to make it through the whole season of The Bachelorette, be the fan favorite, and then they have to pick you.
Yeah. But
I'm just joking with you. You know, got to give you a little banter so we can have some good podcast content.
No, actually, I'm really curious. So obviously you had the first round, the open casting call. How long did it take to hear about callbacks? And then what were those like?
Or did you get them or not?
So I haven't got a call back yet. I mean, another district peer, they said they'll call back once they have a girl picked.
Oh.
And then she goes to the guys. So I have a waiting period.
That's very interesting. See, I didn't know how much of so are you saying that they told you that the woman who's the Bachelorette would have an influence in some of the guys?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. They show the clips and then she can say, well, who's this person? And she can kind of, you know, give a.
Oh, you know, see, that is actually some very good insider information because, you know, we are led to believe that this Bachelorette is meeting all of these people for the first time that night when everyone comes out of the limo. And if she's already seen people's clips, I'm sure she has like favorites and not favorites already in her mind.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what you're saying. That is some good tea. What kind of things did you say in your interview clips? Like what do you look for in a relationship?
Well, they asked me, are you physical or personality? I told them I'm physical. They asked like a deal type. I said a little athletic, a little, not skinny, but just, you know, like fits the part, everything's right, you know. They asked about your job, you know, like I'm a realtor, things like that. You know, you like your job, you know, and then I just said, you know, past relationship, I told them that I usually average like about 6 months. And my longest has been like 9 months, things like that. And just kind of went from there. And that was about.
I have another question for you. So, yeah. I mean, obviously, I think if we're being honest, I think that the Bachelorette will be chosen from the next Bachelor season. That's probably what's going to happen, but it might not, right? Like they sometimes pick people from any part of Bachelor Nation's past. If they don't pick someone from this coming season, since we don't know those girls yet, who would you want to be the Bachelorette from Bachelor Nation?
Oh, Bachelor Nation? Well, I'm a fan. I like Samantha, Stefan is her name.
Samantha.
Remember her?
Samantha from Chris Soule's season?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That is such a deep cut.
Wait, I recently, she was on what? Paradise season two or something? Season three. I was watching that recently. That is a throwback, but she has been getting a lot of attention recently because there's been this whole thing with like Justice for Joe because he got so much flack in his season for like DMing Samantha before the season. And then now that's literally the norm for everyone. Have you slid into anyone's DMs besides mine? LOL. Like people, but like, I mean,
Not really.
No.
I mean, I reached out to like Daniel Elbows for the show.
Yeah.
She didn't reply back. But Caitlin will reply back. He just said, I hope you get on, things like that. Who's the first one I said? I forgot her name just now.
Samantha?
Samantha, she replied back and just said good luck. She just said go on the cast, and she said, you know. So that was about it.
I mean, I can definitely connect you with Grant I don't know how much weight those things really hold.
Well, I heard he got on because he was dating a producer, I heard, and he got on.
I've spoken to Grant a couple of times. He's been on this podcast. He's been on my old show, Single and Thorny with Pluto TV.
and you know, we keep in touch, we're friendly. He got cast like very, very last minute, actually. I think, I don't know if he was either recruited or if like a friend like submitted him as like a joke or something super, super last minute. But like from the minute that he applied to, like, it was maybe in like 2 or 3 days, he was like on a flight to LA, like to go to the mansion. But I think yeah. Grant is a very, Grant is like a very unique, like, I don't know. I just think he has a lot of what they look for the show, you know, like he's a firefighter. He's very polite. He's well-spoken. Like he's a good catch, obviously. So yeah, I guess it's one of those things where they can throw random people in at any point in time that didn't even like really apply or go to the casting.
Totally. Yeah.
So did they give you any sort of timeline of when you're going to hear back?
Just around, I mean, I'm guessing December when they start from the girls. So they said, you know, it could be from December. Right when they have a girl, they'll start having a clip. So they didn't really say a timeline. They just said, you know, they told the girls they would find out in like 3 weeks because, mm-hmm. you know, Peter was picked.
So, well, yeah, because they'll be doing The Bachelor like way soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so there were girls and guys at your casting.
Yeah, totally, yeah. But, I mean, I think that happened because in L.A. it was, like, the last spot for the casting. So, you know, and they only have them, like, once a year. So, mm-hmm. you know.
Did you?
I think they picked a lot from L.A., I think.
Did you find that there were there significantly more girls than guys at the casting?
Totally. Like, I think from every – there's probably 25 girls than one girl – or one guy. And then probably even more. Because I didn't see one guy till like till maybe halfway through when I was done with my thing. So
would you say that they drew in a lot of like influencer types? Because I think that's been a lot of flack that people have been getting, or that the network has been getting, is that they keep casting people who just want to be influencers and models and things like that. And they want to go back to, and ABC has even said like, no, we want to get back to our roots of like actually casting real people. Did you see any real at this casting, especially in LA?
No, I did see some real ones, I'm not gonna lie.
Define a real person. Like
someone that's just like hopeful, you know, thinking they may have a shot, but there's like 10 people ahead of them, you know, but they're there, you know. But yeah. I mean, heck, it's for anybody, right? So, you know, like people from Vegas are coming out, you know, they're young, like 19, you know, or 21, just young coming out, but didn't have the whole idea. So
yeah. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Me, I'm 34.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So did you get a chance to, like, while you were at the casting, talk to maybe some of the other guys who were there? I know you said you didn't see too many guys, but
I didn't talk to any guys that were there. I just talked to, I hung out at the bar after, had a couple of drinks and talked to some girls after, just to see.
So already getting a head start. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, right? Yeah, just that. So, yeah, not a whole lot.
Did you happen to talk to them about maybe what their casting process was like, kind of, the kind of questions they were asked?
Say that again?
Did you talk to the girls, like, or ask them what their casting process was like, the kind of questions they were asked, or just small talk?
Yeah, they told me the same thing. Yeah, small talk. And they had, what else was it? Same questions as me, kind of. They just told them they would know, find out sooner.
So, yeah, that makes sense. Is there anything else you want to talk about or plug before you go? Any more tea to spill?
Well, I know I talked to one of my buddies, and I guess he's got a friend, his best friend with Chris Harrison. Oh. So he was saying he could maybe put me on or give me or like put a plug in, but you never know.
So. Yes, at Chris Harrison. Listen up to this podcast, Bachelor Lab. You heard it here.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen Lenz, the next Bachelor after the next Bachelor. So the next Bachelor, Stephen Lenz.
Yeah.
Plug Instagram, plug any other projects you're working on.
I'm a realtor in the Bay Area, Wanna Creek, from Climb Real Estate. You know, I'm here. And then I do On the Spot video show. I take people in the community and I interview them, whether they're a coach, lender, something in the field, influencer, and then just ask them generic questions. So it's been kind of my thing now. I do.
That's cool. And your Instagram is at Steven_Lenz, L-E-N-Z underscore junior, J-R. So always going to plug that. Is there anything else you want to talk about before you go? Otherwise, I will not waste any more of your day.
I mean, I think that's about it, you know?
Yeah, well, thank you. I wish you the best of luck. I hope you get cast. And even if you don't, or if you hear anything about callbacks, anything, never hesitate to reach out. I'd love to have you on again. We can keep chatting. I think a lot of listeners really like getting that behind the scenes information. I think good stuff. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Okay. Well, thank you guys, my loyal listeners, for listening once again to Bachelor Blab. That was a weird one, but we definitely got some interesting things. You know, I didn't know that the Bachelor or Bachelorette does actually have a say in who gets picked. Thought that was a little interesting. But otherwise, do we think Steven Lenz has a chance to not only get cast on the Bachelorette, but then make it so far to become the next Bachelor? Also, without ever going on Paradise, because according to him, it ruins your life. Let me know, like, tweet at me, DM me on Instagram. Like, let's start a conversation. Hey, Redditors, like, I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts on this whole conversation and this whole podcast. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at @JackMaroney_, and I will see you next week.